This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Somnath Swabhiman Parv begins in the coastal town of Prabhaspatan in Gujarat today, commemorating 1,000 years since the first attack on the Somnath temple in 1026 AD by Mahmud of Ghazni. The celebrations this year also coincide with the upcoming 75th anniversary of the inauguration of the restored temple. During the four-day event, showcasing the unwavering faith and the self-respect for the Indian culture, several spiritual, cultural and social activities will take place in the temple premises. Major highlights of the event include a massive drone show featuring 3,000 drones depicting the temple's history, a 72-hour continuous Omkar Jap across 243 temples, and a grand Shaurya Yatra or heroic procession, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the nation on the commencement of Somnath Swabhiman Parv. In a series of social media posts today, Mr. Modi said the historic observance reflects the resilience and unwavering faith associated with one of India's most revered pilgrimage sites. Prime Minister Modi highlights the efforts of Sardar Vallabhai Patel, K.M. Munshi and several others as pivotal in the temple's reconstruction. He stressed that this year, the nation marks 75 years of the historic ceremony of 1951, when Somnath Temple was rededicated to the nation. Prime Minister Modi will take part in the Somnath Swabhiman Parv on Sunday. India's economic growth is expected to outpace the National Statistical Office's, NSO's, first advance estimate, reflecting buoyant high-frequency data since September 2025, led by policy impetus. A report from Morgan Stanley estimated the real GDP growth at 7.6% year-on-year for financial year 2026, above the NSO's first advance estimate, which pegged the real GDP growth at 7.4% year-over-year. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News economic expert Deepshikha Sikharwar highlighted that the strong GDP performance reflects sustained domestic demand.
Significant here in GDP numbers is that India's growth story remains very resilient. The number of measures that were taken to support consumption, the income tax cut in the last budget, then GST reform, driven the entire consumption story. And that is making India stand out globally amid so much of global turmoil.
The Enforcement Directorate or ED is conducting searches in a fake government job scam against an organized gang across the country. The agency said that the scam was initially detected in the name of Indian Railways. However, the investigation revealed that it covers over 40 other government organizations and departments, including Forest, RRB, India Post, Income Tax, High Court, PWD, Bihar Government, DDA, Rajasthan Secretariat, and others. Searches are ongoing at 15 locations in 13 cities of 6 states. This includes Muzaffarpur and Motihari in Bihar, Kolkata in West Bengal, Ernakulam, Pandalam, Addur and Kodur in Kerala, Chennai in Tamil Nadu, Rajkot in Gujarat and Gorakhpur, Allahabad and Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh. The ED noted that the gang used fake email accounts, impersonating official government domains to send fraudulent joining letters. The probe agency added that to gain trust, the gang made initial salary payments for 2 to 3 months to some victims who were placed in roles like RPF, TTE and technicians in the Indian Railways. Security forces in Jammu and Kashmir resumed a search operation this morning to track down terrorists hiding in a forest area of Kathua district. The operation is being conducted following a gunfight last evening in which one security personnel sustained a minor injury. The United States has withdrawn from over 60 international organizations, including UN bodies and the India-France-led International Solar Alliance. U.S. President Donald Trump signed the memorandum yesterday titled Withdrawing the United States from International Organizations, Conventions and Treaties That Are Contrary to the Interests of the United States. After signing, Trump said he has determined that it is contrary to the interests of the United States to remain a member of or participate in or otherwise provide support to the 66 UN and non-United Nations organizations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.